It's Sue Holm from the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Club. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Gray. How are you?
Good, good. Let me just get my background music fired up here. Did I? Am I? Yeah, it's there.
Music.
I put a little bit in there. It's actually, so what it is classic music. I think this is a Bach piece, but it's like with a little bit of a beat behind it. So it's classical music with an urban twist.
So you're giving me atmosphere.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. we need to set the scene.
Set the scene.
It was a cool late summer morning in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
We need some nature things going on.
You know, I've got loon calls in here.
Nature calm, you know.
I'm afraid I need 6 minutes to prepare what we're describing, so we'll have to save it for next time you stop by.
No but worries.
Sue, we see you often around here, often with the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Club, but not often enough because you are so busy with stuff like this. Where are we at? We're looking at the Free Outdoor Skills Youth Day coming up this weekend. That's Saturday,
that
the 22nd, 10:30 to 2. Now, when last we spoke about you appearing here today, the question was, will there still be room for more attendees? Where are we at on that?
We're getting close to our maximum, so that's why I just want to reiterate and let people know there still is a chance. We take up 75 is our maximum number of children that we can take for this event. Now, of course, those children can be ages 5 through 15. They do need to have an adult come with them, but that could be a grandparent if parents are working, whatever it may be. But it's a great event, Gray. And I mean, this is something not all parents necessarily have the skills or have the time to do these kind of things and help kids get exposed to some of the great ways to enjoy our Northwoods experience here. So this is a great event where kids get to do everything. You know, the younger kids, we have coloring contests. They can come out and hold an air gun, BB guns, and, you know, things like that, and actually learn the safety, learn how to use it so they're not afraid, understand, you know, they get to try out not only the guns, they get to try out bows, all different types of bows. And just talk about trapping and see different furs and learn about, you know, a lot of the things that make this our great Northwoods community and the resources that we have here. And it's free to everyone that comes. They get a free lunch. There's different demonstrations. There's a lot of prizes at the end, too. So there's some friendly competition at some of the stations. There's a fish casting, you know, there's casting contests. There's a lot of different things that the kids get exposed to of ways they can enjoy our public lands here in the Great Northwoods. So,
and it's part of the culture up here too. It's not only where we live. The outdoors is what we do.
Absolutely.
That I think it's super important for us to call that what it is. It's the culture of the Northwoods. People might look at us and say, "Yeah, there's not a unifying." Yes, there is. There absolutely is. It's the things that get us outdoors, and the things that some of them are the things we have to do. I mean, hunting originally was to survive. Now it's become a bit of a recreation activity, but a lot of people still depend on that meat in the freezer, and
absolutely
bringing kids into that is a huge part of it. I remember this very well. I still have in one of my drawers the door prize from what probably would have been, boy, 15. It probably would have been about 2008 that I was there last, and I stopped showing up there. But the things I learned, the experiences I had, the memories I had, the lessons I learned, the correction I received when I put a toe across the line a little bit here and there. We didn't mess with gun safety, but we were horseplaying a little bit. And as the rules state, horseplay is not allowed. Close supervision, no alcohol on site. This is about doing the things that the Northwoods does safely, effectively, and with family and friends.
Right. And I mean, that's a lot about what those experiences are, right? It's just getting out and enjoying, whether you're hiking, whether you're fishing, whether, you know, it's just that bond to the outdoors, with family, friends, however you want to look at it. So, like I said, there's some friendly competition. There's door prizes. Whitetails Unlimited supports us quite largely with a lot of things. So, I mean, we're giving away over 13 firearms that are age appropriate. And like I said, free lunch for everybody that we're going to be grilling on site, so the adults and the kids alike. So in order to get in on those last couple of registrations we have available, I know we are almost to 60 right now. So there is some room, but it might go fast at the last minute. So what I would recommend at this point is for, if you are interested in getting your child registered, again, that's ages 5 through 15, that you reach out to our president, Leroy Schultz, at 715-762-4413, or you can mail him the registration, but basically all we need to know is who the guardian's going to be, your address, you know, do they have hunter safety, and how old are they? So, I mean, it's pretty basic, but we do require pre-registration. You cannot just show up the day of out at the range where it takes place. So please take the time if you would like to have your child, you know, involved in this, just to get some exposure, if nothing else, to some of these things. Give Leroy a call and get it done.
And to reiterate, I think you mentioned that all attendees, all the youths who are part of it, must be accompanied by at least one parent or guardian. But to be fair, they're involved in all of it too, and the parents and guardians will also be entered into those gun drawings. So the environment around these events, Sue, is just... there's just a comfort, a positivity. It's not like a bunch of people, you know, like I would forgive somebody who might expect like a political rally feel to something like this if you haven't been there before, but it just ain't that. You know, it's not that kind of thing.
Not.
Sure, those conversations might happen here and there over lunch because it is topical and relevant to this kind of stuff as hunting and things like that and firearm ownership. They're always going to be political topics, but this isn't about that. This is about getting the kids involved in a critical part of the Northwoods and giving them the choice to proceed with that into their adulthood or not. You know, that's
absolutely.
I don't hunt as much as I did when I was 15 or 16, and I'm blessed to say that because I don't need to as much as I did. I was a subsistence hunter myself, but because of stuff like this, if something happens, you know, if things go the wrong way and I end up with a deer tag, I can provide for my family a way I wouldn't otherwise be able to do that. And that's a pretty incredible thing. It's a peace of mind that I wouldn't have if I had no experience hunting. You know, that's a resource available to us that we must both utilize and respect, and those are topics that will absolutely be covered by the speakers that day. Am I correct?
Well, to some degree, you know, because of the range of the audience and things, it is more focused on those experiences. We will have our local game warden there just to, you know, say, hey, here's who I am, here's what I do, here's why it's important, you know, so that we don't get intimidated by some of these things. You know, let's get to know the resources, let's get to know what that looks like, you know, and the safe way to enjoy it, and why these other people are involved in it. So
a phrase I learned that I didn't care about as a teen that I do care about a lot as an adult is the barrier for entry. If you're starting something new, there's always some often overhead cost involved or gear that you need. Like if you want to play a sport, for example, you go ahead and play football without pads, but it's not going to go super well. So breaking down those barriers for entry comes in forms like this, a one day, couple hour event where you can realize that, hey, maybe you've made some assumptions about hunting or about the process or certain things, and you can learn more about it without necessarily even having to ask. It's a basic toolkit. It's a social environment. And I imagine have you had relatives who have taken part in this before?
Well, my own children have, I know, but that was so years ago. They're adults like yourself. But yeah, it's nice, especially also to just to see the interaction of who comes with the children. A lot of times grandparents will come. And, you know, not all parents are interested in some of these things, but the fact that they allow their children to get exposed, to bring them to something like this so they can safely learn and see what it is, just like you said, and let them choose for themselves. You know, a lot of things in the outdoors are great family activities and they cost very little. But it's just sometimes we have that little fear in the back of your head that maybe, I don't know, do I really want to do this? Like, what if there are bears going to come? Yeah, I mean, you could think of everything, even when it comes to fishing, you know, oh, what if I get a hook in myself? I mean, but to expose, and the kids get so excited. And, you know, and I always have to chuckle because there's always one in every group, you know, that we have the kids come in different groups and spend a certain amount of time at each station. And there's always one that says, oh, yeah, I know everything about this. And I know, and they grab that gun and you're thinking, okay. Yeah, you might think you know, but what are we supposed to be thinking first? You know, it's good to reiterate the things that they may have been exposed to through parents, but some may have not. And it's interesting because I have chuckled. The girls a lot of times outshoot the boys because they're just at a younger age. They just are a little more I don't know, adapt.
Well, in my experience, if that surprises you, well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. I'm not surprised at all to hear that. And I'll be the first one to say that I was definitely that kid who, because, you know, I grew up around hunting and things, I sauntered up to that. You know, and I still treated the firearm with respect, but there was absolutely some assumptions, some cockiness built into it that I quickly realized, yeah, we've got to check that, because we are around firearms, we are around animals and natural resources that deserve our respect. But that doesn't have to be this incredibly serious, solemn act. While we do want to treat the land with reverence and the animals too, there's absolutely a way to coexist, to interact, and to even harvest from nature in a way that's good for all involved.
Absolutely. And I mean, it is our responsibility, I believe, you know, to do that and to manage the land and the animal population in a way that keeps it healthy. And there is huge, you know, there's justification for the hunting, there's justification for the fishing, there's a need, and it's our responsibility to keep that, you know, resource in check and managed well.
I agree. Around here, it's part of civic duty. So, hey, if you want to, and I've got a lot of respect, by the way, for those parents you described who might not be involved or necessarily even interested personally in this kind of activity, who will safely expose their kids to new things like this in case. Right. The example I always give is when the emergency vehicles are trotted out and, hey, bring your kids, sit them in the ambulance seat. You have no idea if that's going to be that moment, that spark. Have you ever gotten to see that kid who just gets it and has clearly developed an early passion? Is that something you get to see?
Oh, definitely. You know, some kids, they just are all about it. And then you have the timid ones, but by the time they leave, at least they've tried it. It's not as intimidating as they thought. And who knows what that may hold for their future.
Well, and if somebody teaches you, well, you mentioned fishing, like if somebody teaches you how to get a hook out of your own foot, if it happens, or even how to make the decision about whether it should be removed, you know,
right, or go to the emergency right away.
Right. You're learning things over and above that hook removal. You're learning self-awareness. You're learning caution. You're learning when to act versus when to pause. And you're learning all kinds of life skills that, boy, you'll be thankful when you need them 15 years down the road that you'll learn them at the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Club Free Outdoor Skills Youth Day. I remember it as the Whitetails Unlimited Day, but now sponsored by the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Club as well. Still heavily involved with Whitetails Unlimited.
Correct.
And a lot of the major beats are what you'll remember. A lunch to start the day during the registration period. Free 10:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. And that's when things really get started, rain or shine. So,
oh, absolutely. Last year we were in a deluge of rain all day until the event was over.
and the kids still learned, and they still had a mighty good time. I remember hearing about it.
Yep.
Well, Sue, thank you so much for doing what you do and giving us some time to talk about this. We'll put this flyer on our website. I found it myself right on the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Club Facebook page. So if people are interested, they can get a hold of Leroy to take one of those last spots. Not many remain, and there are a limited number, and same-day registration is not an option. You got to pre-register here. So get a hold of Leroy, 762-4413, or find the club on Facebook. Sue, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you.
We'll chat with you again soon, but for now, we've reached the conclusion of Reality Radio, at least for today. I get to be a little busy bee and archive all this so people can listen back. So if you know of somebody who might want info in an audio way, go to 98qcountry.com. Click on the podcast button in the top right and listen back to this conversation or the one we had with Embrace or the one we had with the Prentice School District. That's what we do here at 98Q.